Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Still to come here tonight, two teachers. We both have similar stories about teachers who have been either fired or put on suspension because they were modeling. Not nude modeling, just modeling. We'll get to that here if we get a chance. Also, your calls are welcome. We've talked about cheating as well tonight. Why is it that people get so frustrated about it? Look, it happens. It's common. Maybe you should just be honest with your partners about your sexual interests with other people rather than being dishonest. That's, to me, the real problem with cheating. But we'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO denounces Bitcoin as terrible. We'll see exactly what he has to say here in a moment. That's the headline, but what does he actually say? We'll get you that. Of course, your calls come first. We go to the phones and the fun. Yuri is on Skype. He's calling from New York. Yuri, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hi, Yuri. I love this guy. He's my favorite Russian.
He's mine, too.
I would like to correct you about North Korea.
Oh, please.
I think you are unfair to the young leader. You were saying that he is no better than his father or grandfather, but I disagree.
All right.
It looks like he is giving more freedom to his people in North Korea.
Really? Give me an example.
An example, he's making less taxes in agriculture. Would you guess how big taxes were before? Before it was 100%, government was taking everything from farmers and then giving a little bit back to this farm, collective farming.
All right.
Like communism, government was redistributing everything. But now they're allowed to leave 30 to 50% of their grown production.
So wait, did you say they're allowed to keep 50%?
Yes, up to 50%.
Up to 50%. Well, that's pretty good. That's a big change. It's a shocking change. And is this relatively recent, or has this been implemented for a year now?
And actually there are another example. Before the lowest size of group in collective farming was 15 people, and now it's only 4 to 6 people. And what it allows for big families to form such a group. And in Korea for centuries, families were managing farming. So now they're allowing people to do it again. Because family is real owners, but if people from different families forced to work together and own together, it's not as effective.
So you're saying they're decentralizing farming, meaning that fewer people can own a farming co-op?
Yeah, exactly.
Those are big changes. That's
definitely good.
Those are big changes, and it's interesting that doesn't get any press. Yuri, how are you finding out about this?
Oh, there is a researcher, Lankov. He's a Russian working in South Korea and taking interview with people who flew North Korea and researching otherwise. So, actually, I want to say that these measures... There was good weather last year, but also these measures, and North Korea had a very large crop yield in 2013.
That's huge. Yeah, you're right, because for people that don't know, North Korea has kind of been infamous for starvation. And when you've got the government managing whatever it is, the government does a crappy job of managing things because they're inefficient and centralized bureaucracy fails. And so allowing farmers to keep 50% of their crops or up to 50% of their crops is a huge transition to having surpluses rather than failures. And Yuri, great call. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
I just want to add a little bit that we were discussing that he killed his lover and his uncle, but it's better than discussing that 1,000 people died of hunger.
Good point. Thank you for the call tonight, and I hope to see you back here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later. Are you coming back soon?
Yeah, I will be visiting for Liberty Forum and maybe for some other events.
Fantastic. Thanks, Yuri, for the call tonight. Yuri, one of the movers for the Free State Project. He's kind of a he jets about a bit. He gets around.
Yes.
And is apparently over in New York for some reason. At the
I don't know if he's officially a mover. He's a signer.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right about that. I guess he's going through the process. He's actually seeking asylum, as I understand
yes.
it.
Yes, he is.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's been here a long time. He's been here for the good portion of the last year.
Right. I'm just saying, on paper, I don't think he's officially a mover yet.
Well, what does it take to be a mover, Daryl? I think that the Free State Project...
Notifying the Free State Project that you have signed the intent
right.
and... have moved to New Hampshire.
Well, then maybe it's just that he hasn't notified them, if anything, because he's moved to New Hampshire. I mean, whether you've gotten the green card or whatever it is, the asylum, whatever government piece of paper, doesn't mean that you haven't moved to New Hampshire. You
right.
could move to New Hampshire. I mean, the definition of the Free State Project, and by the way, this is a movement of 20,000 liberty-minded people from, as you heard, all around the world, coming here, converging into New Hampshire, and getting active to achieve more freedom. But if you look at their statement of intent, it says that you intend to, and I'm paraphrasing from memory here, it says you intend to move to New Hampshire and get active in the most, you know, the most possible manner for you or whatever, because being active means different things for different people, but put your fullest practical effort into
yes.
being active. And it doesn't say how long you have to stay here, so even if he doesn't get the asylum, technically he's moved, as far as I'm concerned, for the Free State Project. So, anyway, you can go and learn more about the Free State Project if you'd like at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. There was an undercover camera documentary about North Korea that PBS did recently.
Have you watched that yet?
I have not. Have you?
I have not.
I am very excited to watch this because I find North Korea to just be a fascinating place, kind of like a train wreck is fascinating. Just this amazingly crazy place. But really, the craziness only differs by degree as far as U.S. has all kinds of crazy things, too. And the U.S. government is murdering people all around the world, whereas Kim Jong-un is only really murdering his party dissidents, essentially.
And to put something else somewhat into perspective, Yuri was saying that farmers are now allowed to keep up to half of their crop.
Yeah.
Whereas in the U.S., the farmer technically has control over all of his crop, but after he sells the crop and pays taxes, he might be able to keep, you know, 50 to 70% of what he earns. So it's not really that much different.
It's just a good point.
To the degree, and it's a little more indirect here.
I think that Yuri's given us some really exciting news for tonight, and presumably it's only scratching the surface, right? Because the news media is interested in reporting on all the negative stuff coming out of North Korea. I mean, it's crazy in a lot of ways, and that makes for interesting headlines. But a story about how now a farmer can keep up to half their crop, that's not a real headline-generating sounding story.
Right,
but
there's more freedom in Korea!
But that's one of the most important important bits of news I've ever heard about North Korea.
Yes.
I mean, that puts them ahead of Cuba as far as freedoms.
But the media would rather report on the totally false story that came out on one of these satire sites claiming that the North Korean government landed a man on the sun. Apparently, this was picked up by some major mainstream outlets. And just the headline. How does the guy in the editing room not realize that is satire?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right, so we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here. John's in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yeah. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. Abortion has been a natural thing ever since creation, that there has been, when a body couldn't hold, a woman's body could not hold their child inside of them, or something was wrong, the body would eliminate it itself. And then
John, you're taking us to talk radio hell. Hang on, we're going to bring you back here. I want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out, so we'll bring you back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Then coming up, teachers have been suspended / fired / sent home, apparently, for modeling bikinis in some instances. Not naked modeling. Not that I'd have a problem with that either, but we'll get to that story. Also, JP Morgan Chase, CEO, denouncing Bitcoin as terrible. We'll see what he has to say. Your calls come first, though. We continue in moments with those calls. But I want to tell you about how you can get an easy Bitcoin wallet, CryptoKit.com. If you're using the Chrome browser, this is the extension for you. It is secure messaging, Bitcoin news and charts, as well as an instant free Bitcoin wallet, all rolled up into one easy-to-use browser extension that is free for Chrome, and they are talking about expanding out beyond Chrome to maybe Firefox, etc. We'll let you know when and if that occurs. But CryptoKit right now, you can go to CryptoKit.com to get it, KryptoKit.com, or of course you can go to the Google Chrome store and grab it there. But it makes it really easy to create a Bitcoin address. You just create a random address by moving your mouse around the window, and then you'll be able to fund your wallet from whatever your preferred source, say CashIntoCoins.com. And at that point, it makes it shockingly easy to spend Bitcoin online. The CryptoKit will identify Bitcoin addresses on the websites that you're visiting and make it so simple, so easy. You don't have to leave your browser anymore to spend your Bitcoin. CryptoKit.com. That's crypto with a K. And there's also the name crypto means PGP. There's PGP encryption tools in this that make using PGP encryption, which Edward Snowden recommends to protect yourself from the NSA, makes it shockingly easy. And let me tell you, PGP was a hassle before CryptoKit. Now it's a cinch. KryptoKit.com as we go back to John in northern Minnesota. John, you had a question regarding abortion. Can you just recap the question for us?
Okay. Abortion is a natural thing when the fetus is not developed right or something. The mother's body just expels it. That's abortion. And then
most people would call that a miscarriage.
But it was actually the body aborted it. And then, they call it a miscarriage now, but it was the body aborted it.
I can see that definition. Okay.
Yeah. And then, back before 73, if someone took the child out of the mother, it was called aborticide. So after a while, after the law was passed, they gave certain people license to do these aborticides, but then they changed the name of them to abortions.
Okay. What was the question? Was there a question? I'm sorry.
No, not a question, but if I'm wrong, correct me on that.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm going to presume you're telling the truth, and if so, interesting history. Anything else you want to share, John?
Yeah. This water shortage in California. You know what? Here's a question. What is the biggest water waste in the whole United States?
The biggest water waste, as far as like somebody leaving a faucet dripping, that kind of thing. Is that what you mean?
Wasting, totally wasting water. You're just completely. And there's a better way, and you wouldn't even have to do it.
Tell me. I have no idea.
My guess would be the Hoover Dam.
Water. But anyway, there's a book by Joseph Jenkins called The Humanor Handbook, which goes to where they have compost systems where it composts the human's excrement and it turns it back into dirt.
You're saying the sewer system is the biggest water waste because we're not composting?
Yes, sir, the biggest.
Thank you for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you. Of course, anybody that's got a septic system knows that you save money. I mean, if you've got a septic system rather than hooking up to the county or city sewer system, you're not paying the sewer part of that bill. And usually the sewer part of the bill is the more expensive part on the water
bill.
And
there are some municipalities to where even if you do have a septic, they will still send you a bill for the sewer system.
It's ridiculous. Let's go to Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, you know, I can really relate to this, this cheating thing. Mm. But, you know, I'd like to be able to share, you know, how I was able to get past it. I mean, I still heard over it. Since, you know, it's only a few months old.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that really kind of helped me, when I first found out that, you know, that my, I'll say, partner, you know, was having an affair, you know, I confronted her, you know, and, you know, I, you know, again, we talked about it, and she, you know, came forward, and she, you know, admitted that she had, a year and a half went by, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I guess we've worked ourselves through it, and I found out that that wasn't the case. But,
Wait, you found out that you hadn't worked through it? What wasn't the case?
Well, I mean, she had, had said that she was sorry, that she had had the affair. Now, she had two different affairs going. And, I believed in her, and I forgave her the first time.
Right.
And then, when I found out that she was having an affair a second time.
How long was it? What was the time frame between when you found out about the first one versus the second?
About a year and a half.
Okay, so you thought you'd solve the issue that she was being faithful, etc., and then she did it again.
Right, and she went and she did it again. But the thing that I learned out of this is that yeah, I was married to her, but I didn't own her. She wasn't my property. She was a woman that I fell in love with. Yes.
Sure.
A
lot of us have been there. A lot of us have been there.
Exactly.
I had a relationship like that once too, and the cheating happened, and it was cheating in an open, what was supposed to be an open relationship. She could have told me what was going on. I would have been okay with it.
See, that's the thing that makes no sense to me, because I've known people that have been in open relationships.
Yeah.
And then they would be unfaithful. So
what's the point of the open relationship?
It's already open. Other partner, hey, I'm going to go fool around with this person.
Be honest. Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate the story, and thanks for sharing the personal issue. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I really believe communication is an important factor in having a successful relationship.
Of any kind.
Right. Right, not just a personal relationship, a love relationship, but also business or whatever we're talking about.
Right, because if for example, Mark, and I realize he's not here to defend himself.
Talk about mine is back.
But if
tell Mark we're saying this.
If Mark, for instance, said, "Oh yeah, I'm going down to Miami to this Bitcoin conference."
Yeah.
And he actually wasn't at the Bitcoin conference. He decided instead to go to Alaska so that he could take his wife on some whale-watching cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You would feel betrayed. Because
I would think it was lame, but yeah, why wouldn't he tell me the truth?
Right. You think he's going one place, he goes somewhere else. Why not just tell me? It's sort of, that's your open relationship with Mark.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. You can tell us about your cheating story or how you handled it. Were you able to handle it in a mature fashion? Or did you freak out? And in this case, in the Maryland case today, somebody allegedly murdered people over cheating. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics. But the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Daryl.
Daryl is the editor at fpp.cc. But that's not all you do, Daryl.
That's correct.
Tell me more.
Also do a weekly radio show called Peace, Love, Liberty Radio that is live from 3 to 5 p.m. every Sunday, originates on the Liberty Radio Network in the same studio as Free Talk Live.
That's right.
Also put out a monthly newspaper. I will be doing the editing and layout of that probably on Monday. Should come out next Friday.
Awesome. And fpp.cc is where you can go to get that newspaper. You can also get books that you have one, written, two, edited, and three, just published.
Yes,
as well. So, again, fpp.cc. I haven't read a whole lot of your books. You did send me a few in jail, and I read those. And then one of them was my favorite has to be Voluntary Islam by far. That's my favorite one that I've
read. That's the most recent original content book that that has been published by FPP, that written by Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist.
Indeed, and you can get that over at fpp.cc, and you accept Bitcoin.
Yes.
So, speaking of Bitcoin, coming up, there's still the story about not bureaucrat, but the guy who's in charge of J.P. Morgan.
He is kind of a bureaucrat, since J.P. Morgan did get a bunch of government money.
That's true.
So that kind of makes him a bureaucrat in some way.
He's definitely the CEO of a major bank and tied in directly with the U.S. federal government, is a big, big government money guy, and he is upset about Bitcoin. We'll tell you what he has to say about it here in a moment. Bill is in Norfolk listening to WNIS. Hey, Bill.
Hey. We had one of the most, the world's most corrupt federal government in the world.
How do you determine if the federal government is the most corrupt in the world?
Okay, it's led by the godfather, who's POTUS, the President of the United States, and your capos are your senators and your Congress. And you saw a list of millionaires, I'm sure you saw it on the internet, or on 3Talk5, where they were posting that we got a lot more millionaires in Congress and Senate. And a lot of them get their their money off the stock market. Say, for example, and I'll tell you how it's done. Let's say, for example, Boeing is getting a $1 trillion contract with the federal government. Before it's released to the public, the Congress and Senate know, and they go out there and start buying some of the stock. They'll buy, you know, and then all of a sudden, oh, guess what? Boeing got it, and then poof, the stock's worth about $125 a share.
There's no question that people in the U.S. federal government are corrupt.
Oh, yeah, no question.
But Ian's question was, how do you know that the people in the in the United States federal government are more corrupt than people in any other national or federal government?
Trust me, they're corrupt.
You just have to trust them.
There's no question that they're corrupt. But how do you know that Barack Obama is more corrupt than Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, are you sure you're not just being hyperbolic, Bill?
No, he gets away with a... Have you noticed Congress and Senate, they're not going ballistic over all this NSA spying?
Look, man, you're
not saying they're not corrupt.
Bill, maybe you're not successfully communicating with Bill. I'm going to give this a try here. Bill, okay, we agree with you. Congress, the president... The bureaucrats, the state governments, you name it, they're corrupt as hell. The bankers, absolutely, the corporation heads. These people are all corrupt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's plenty of news, there's plenty of examples, and I agree with your examples. But your statement originally was that they were the most corrupt in the entire world of all of the governments. The U.S. federal government was the most corrupt. Do you have any kind of comparison, any kind of evidence to show that that is true, or is it just your feeling about it?
Have you seen anything in the news media about any other problems of these other countries?
Oh, gosh, yes. There's plenty of news about corruption in other countries. How about Venezuela, where they're taking over the successor to Hugo Chavez? I forget his name at the moment. Maduro, I believe, is taking over industry. He's taken over grocery stores.
Nationalizing everything.
He's taking over electronic stores. He's forcing them to lower prices below cost. He's basically going to put these people out of business. And there's all kinds of news stories that happen around the world. We get a little bit of it here in the United States, but obviously U.S. news companies are going to focus more on U.S.-based news, so you don't tend to get very much of it. Over in Russia, they are cracking down on homosexuality, and that's a very, very scary thing to do. So there's all kinds of crazy corruption stories. Of course, Kim Jong-un over in North Korea, there's no shortage of corruption there. So here's what I'd like to suggest to you, Bill. There's some interesting studies that are done on a yearly basis. One of them is done by the Free the World Foundation, the Fraser Institute. Another one is the Heritage Foundation. They are both, they put out studies that rank the different countries of the world based on a variety of different factors, mostly economic freedom. But corruption is one of the factors that they play into that. So, like a country like Sierra Leone is generally considered very, very corrupt and very, very unfree. Now, I'm no fan of the U.S. federal government. Trust me. You asked us to trust you.
You were 20 years ago?
Say what?
You think you're more free now than you were 20 years ago?
I don't. In some ways, yes, but in other ways, no. Look, Bill, maybe you just aren't really connecting with us here tonight, and I thank you for the call. We're on your side. Appreciate hearing from you.
So I pulled up a report here from Policy Mike,
mm-hmm.
and apparently someone did a study
on corruption
recently, and they've determined that the most corrupt countries are Somalia, North Korea, and Afghanistan, all tied for number one.
Okay.
Number four is...
I knew North Korea was going to be down there.
Sudan. Number five, South Sudan. Mm. Number six, Libya, Iraq, Turkmenistan, Syria, Uzbekistan. The least corrupt countries.
Least corrupt.
The ten least corrupt.
Let me take a shot. Hong Kong.
No.
No. Okay. I just threw out Hong Kong because they constantly rank as the number one most economically free country in the various different charts.
Denmark, New Zealand, both tied for least corrupt.
Okay.
Finland, Sweden tied for third. Norway, Singapore tied at five. Switzerland, Netherlands, then Australia and Canada tied at nine.
Where does the U.S. come in?
The U.S., it says... Wondering where the U.S. ranked? You'll have to drop all the way to 19th with a score of 73.
Out of?
I'm guessing out of 193 U.N. members.
Maybe, no, it was 19th this place. Says, so probably 73 out of 100 corruption scale.
Right, 73 was the score. Uh-huh. Ranked 19. They actually they the did 177 countries. And the score, zero would be absolute corruption.
Mm-hmm.
100 would be no corruption. Somalia, North Korea, Afghanistan all had an 8. Denmark, New Zealand both had 91.
Where was Sierra Leone? I'm just curious. Who's normally on the list of most economic, the economic freedom lists. It's usually North Korea and then Sierra Leone, the very bottom of those lists, at least the last time I recall looking.
They have a map here with scores, so let me zoom in and find it on Africa.
Yeah, just a curiosity. So that's somebody who's actually taken the time to look at various different factors. Now, we don't know what they looked at to determine how corrupt one country
I've not
is.
Read the article in-depth enough to know that.
You'd have to pore over the report. I mean, you'd have to open up the 200-page report or whatever it is they ended up putting out. Because normally these Free the World Foundations, Fraser Institute, Heritage Foundation, they put out very, very lengthy, detailed reports on
Sierra
how they did
Leone
this.
Sierra Leone ranks 119 out of 177 countries. Yeah. With a corruption score of 30.
So, look, I agree with the gentleman who called in. The U.S. government is incredibly corrupt. I mean, there's no area in which that they don't break their promises and do the opposite of what they say they're going to do. It's just that at least we have the ability to talk about it. In another place, like Sierra Leone or Afghanistan or wherever, you might be executed for talking about the corruption that you uncover. Here, to some extent, you're protected, unless, of course, you're Edward Snowden and you uncover some really serious corruption and then they want to do something horrible to you. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So get in touch with us in the way that works best for you. Now then, BitcoinStore.com. We've talked about Bitcoins. We'll continue to talk about Bitcoins because it's probably one of the most important stories, not only of the decade, but maybe of our lifetime.
Possibly all of human history.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the most important stories. I mean, the way Bitcoin is revolutionizing or evolutionizing, if you will, the money system is really something worth studying. It's worth looking into. If you haven't taken the time, go to weusecoins.com. There's a great little 2-minute-long intro video there that'll help introduce you to the basic concepts of the Bitcoin. It's decentralized. It is something that is not issued by any corporation or government. It is issued and created by the geeks of the internet. It's encrypted. It's cryptographically secure. This stuff can't be stopped by the state. And that's one of the reasons why J.P. Morgan Chase CEO is saying that it's terrible. And we'll tell you more about what it is he has to say here in a moment. But if you've gotten some Bitcoins already and you're ready to spend them, because they're, you know, they are like money. You can spend them like cash on the internet. Except you can spend them with basically no fees or very, very little fees, very small amount. You can technically send Bitcoins for no fee, but it makes it take a long time. So you usually want to include a very, very small fee, like, you know, a cent or two or something like that. But Bitcoin's amazing. Once you get them, you want to spend some, go to BitcoinStore.com. They've got over 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They source their items from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, and they mark them up a whole 0%. Yeah, that's right. 0% markups on consumer electronics at BitcoinStore.com. If there's something you're looking at buying in the electronics category, computer parts, you know, televisions, cameras, etc., go to BitcoinStore.com. They can't. The government, by the way, can't track what you buy from Bitcoin Store because you can give them any old name you want to. There's no name necessarily attached to your Bitcoin account. So go ahead, give it a try. BitcoinStore.com. All right, so here's a story about the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO, according to RT.com. You know, if you want to get real news, RT, I think, is one of the best sources out there. RT and Al Jazeera, in my opinion, are two of the best sources for news about the United States because they don't have the same bias towards the federal government that a lot of U.S.-based news organizations do.
Now, just sort of a word of warning, if you want the truth about what's going on in Russia, RT is probably not the best source.
They're probably the worst source for Russian news.
If you want news about what's going on in the Middle East, Al Jazeera is probably not the best source.
Right. So here's a story from RT.com. The head of the largest bank in the United States said on Thursday that Bitcoin is a terrible store of value, in part because international governments, bankers, and other officials are unsure whether they can trust the digital currency. Now, is Bitcoin a good store of value? Well, that's a good question. At this point, it's a great store of value because it continues to go up over time. In fact, it's more of a I guess it's better than a store of value because it just seems to be ever increasing over time. If you look on a day-to-day basis, it seems like it's kind of up and down, but over time, a year ago, Bitcoins were like, what, 15 bucks? Something like that?
Yeah, somewhere right around 20, I think, when Bitcoin crossed silver. Is when I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to go back down. I'll buy when it hits 10. Yeah. And then during Liberty Forum last year is when it hit 30.
That's right. And so now that's it's over $800 global average, according to BitcoinAverage.com.
817 is what I saw earlier in the night.
So what a difference a year makes as far as the price of Bitcoin. So does that mean it's a terrible store of value? I guess if you consider constantly increasing value to be terrible. But I get what he's saying.
Ian, remember back in whenever it was a couple months ago when it dropped 50% and then went back up 70%.
Yeah. Well, it has gone as high as $1,200.
Yes.
And
then that same day it dropped down to somewhere around 6 and came back up to 8.
Yeah, that's right. But over time, go ahead and check out the charts. Just seems to keep going up. Now, that's not guaranteed to happen forever. And I guess I understand where he's coming from. Unlike some things, like, say, gold and silver, that tend to hold their value over time, Bitcoin is unpredictable. It's a new world. It's a new currency. It's different. It's different more so than anything else that's ever hit the scene, which is what makes it the news story of the year, the decade, possibly your lifetime, maybe even the history of the world as far as currency is concerned. So let's continue with what he has to say, because not only is, let me just go on. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, which has $2.5 trillion in total assets, told CNBC the cryptocurrency doesn't have much staying power because the hurdles it faces are insurmountable. He says, quote, "It's a terrible store of value. It could be replicated over and over. It doesn't have the standing of a government." Let's break that down into two parts. First one, it could be replicated over and over. Sorry, bro. You don't know what you're talking about.
He's talking about the U.S. dollar that can be replicated over and over thanks to this nifty little thing called fractional reserve banking, and he's confusing that with Bitcoin.
Yeah, you're right. That statement, the first part of the statement, it's a terrible store of value, it could be replicated over and over, is almost true about the dollar. The thing that's not true, the word that makes it not true is that it could be. We know the dollar is being replicated over and over and over again. The federal government and all the other various governments of the world that are printing their own iterations of government currency are absolutely replicating their dollars or euros or whatever you fill in the blank, because it benefits them and their buddies like JP Morgan Chase. Because when inflation happens, the government prints out money, and guess who gets it first? Their buddies in corporate industry, whether it's military manufacturers or banks or whoever, those are the people that benefit directly from that inflation.
So you mentioned Jamie Dimon, or I think you said Jamie Dimon. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I've seen it spelled this way and pronounced Dimon.
Okay.
I would not trust this guy with investment advice any more than I would trust a dentist to do a brain scan on me. And do you know why?
Tell me.
A couple of years ago, actually about a year and a half to be precise, Jamie Dimon was responsible for a $2 billion trading loss at JP Morgan.
Well, I'm sure he did okay. He still got his paycheck.
He got a $20 million raise.
Yeah.
Lose $2 billion, get a $20 million raise.
Yeah. So, well, let me just break down his statement here, because, again, he is talking about Bitcoin when he says it could be replicated.
He's talking about Bitcoin.
Over and over. But the thing he doesn't understand is, no, actually, in point of fact, Bitcoin cannot be replicated
In one way it can, in that you can copy the code, and there's a bunch of people who've done that. Go ahead and look up the altcoins, for instance. There's 7 dozen altcoins out there, or something ridiculous like that. And basically, these people did copy the Bitcoin code, and then they tweaked it, and they made something different about it, and they tout how different they're. Ours is faster. Ours is better. Ours is this and that. But none of them have the acceptance that Bitcoin does. You can't go.
Ours is named after that stupid meme of a dog.
You can't go and spend the altcoins on real life items. You can't even spend them on virtual anything online.
I think Litecoin is one of the only ones that actually has.
Litecoin has a slight footprint, but that's the only altcoin. And yeah, we'll accept Litecoin. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you get some Litecoin burning a hole in your Litecoin wallet, feel free. You can send it over to us. But that's really, it's more of even Litecoin speculative because you can't really go and buy anything real. Deal with it.
Right.
So again, to say that it could be replicated over and over again is not necessarily true. In the world of Bitcoin, if we're just talking about Bitcoin, Bitcoin has a pre-programmed endpoint as far as, yes, right now there are people who are doing what's called mining. They are adding new Bitcoins into the Bitcoin ledger. Now, Bitcoin is essential. Bitcoin has this thing called a blockchain. When you download the Bitcoin official client, it downloads the full blockchain. And what the blockchain is essentially is a public ledger of every Bitcoin transaction that has ever occurred. Bitcoin, while it can be used anonymously, is a very, very public system. You can trace every Bitcoin everywhere it's ever been if you wanted to take the time to do that.
And you had the time to do so.
Right. It's possible. But with this blockchain, again, there's new Bitcoins that are being mined and being added into this, but there's a stopping point. I think it's 21 million will be the maximum number of Bitcoins that has been pre-programmed from the beginning of Bitcoin. So, no, Bitcoin cannot be replicated over and over again. Once they reach that 21 million point, there will be no more Bitcoins mined. Now, the miners will continue because they'll be getting paid on the fees of the transactions, which are, again, very, very small, much smaller. You do a Bitcoin transaction, you're paying like a fraction of the fee that you'd pay for a credit card.
Fraction of a penny.
All right, so we'll come back with more here in moments. That's not always true, Daryl, depending on the size of the transaction and the recommended fees. But anyway, more coming up here. Hour number 2 or 3, rather, is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil Cold and Flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night liquid gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night liquid gels relieve nasal congestion. That's what.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.